Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, it seems almost foreign or odd to say that so many weeks after Easter, but we're in the season of Easter. We celebrate with joy every Sunday the resurrection of Jesus. But this Easter season and Easter flavor and Easter joy continues. That's the name of our day, our Sunday today, Jubilate. You don't have to be a Latin expert to see the word jubilation there. We rejoice. We are full of joy because of all that God has given us. I'm also full of joy today that many of you were able to avoid the Lincoln Marathon, which shamefully works on Sunday morning to keep people away from church. But you're here. Pastor was about a half hour late because he couldn't get around the marathon schedule and track. So thanks be to God, and special welcome to those who are with us on the radio because they can't get to church today. We pray that God's Word would be a blessing for you here or wherever you are listening to this joyful message of the resurrection. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. In keeping with our theme of joy, our opening hymn, as you heard in our prelude, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, hymn 803. Following that hymn, we will follow Divine Service setting 3, page 184 and following. Worship insert for the day, the readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Please keep a vicar in your prayers. We farmed him out today, I think, to the only three-point parish in the Nebraska district. He is preaching in Chester and Hubbell and Hebron this morning, back to back to back. And we pray God's blessings on his message. And we're also thankful to have Pastor Russert helping us this morning in his absence. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings of each day. We thank You for the joy that comes from knowing our sins are forgiven. Our names are written in the book of life, not because of anything we have done, but because of the work, the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son, our Savior Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we bask in the glow and joy of the resurrection, teach us how to live lives of patience and humility and faithfulness to You and Your Word. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Hymn 803.
Divine Service, setting 3 on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for that, and sincerely repent of that, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, sinful, bitter suffering that of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead of my, the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the intro for the day as you find it in the front of your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for our scripture reading. The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out them by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall be exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor or as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil, and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Holy Gospel as we sing the Alleluia in verse. The Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves? What I mean by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed as you find it on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten of God made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated and we sing our hymn of the day, hymn 483, With High Delight Let Us Unite.
little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning comes from the Gospel lesson read a few moments ago from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Dear friends, in Christ, we do not know what Jesus is saying. We don't get it. We can't comprehend His words. They fill us with confusion. So some of His disciples said to one another, "What is this that He says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does He mean by a little while? We do not know what He is talking about." It's not the words themselves that are difficult to understand. It's not as if we need to consult a dictionary or a thesaurus or type it into Google. It's not as if Jesus is here speaking in code. Yes, He is being a little mysterious, but anyone who has been with Jesus throughout His 3-year ministry, or anyone like you and me who has read the Gospels, should know what He is talking about. Anyone who has heard His 3 passion predictions knows exactly what His words mean. In a little while, He goes to die. They will see Him no longer. He will dwell in the belly of the grave. But that is not the end of the story. For in a little while, they will see Him again. He will rise victorious from the grave, and no one will take your joy from you. So it is not the words themselves that cause us the trouble. It is the consequences of these words. It is living in the midst of these words. We do not know what Jesus is talking about because we have to live through the little while. For the disciples, a little while and you will not see me meant that very shortly, in just a little while, a night of horrors would begin. They would see their Lord, their Master, their friend, the one they depended on, betrayed by one of their own, handed over to the cruelty of the mob, condemned at a midnight kangaroo court, and then condemned to the cruelest death imaginable. To the disciples, a little while and you will see me meant hours of waiting with Jesus' cold, dead body languishing in the grave. A day of darkness so overwhelming that many lost their faith and nearly their minds. Jesus' little while was overwhelming, crushing. It seemed to never end, and they couldn't understand why. We do not know what He is talking about. You and I understand their confusion. We too live in Jesus's a little while, living in the valley of the shadow of death, without seeing our Lord. We dwell in a holy Saturday that never seems to end, waiting and watching for Jesus to rescue us from our misery and not understanding why a little while is taking so long? We do not see Jesus. He has departed again, ascended to the right hand of the throne of God. But what we do see is what distresses us. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, Jesus says. You will be sorrowful, he emphasizes. And he never spoke truer words. As the disciples languished in sorrow on Holy Saturday, so we languish in sorrow all the time. We feel like Jesus has abandoned us, that he has left us to languish in the midst of our sin and in the midst of a sinful world. To all appearances, Easter hasn't changed anything. To all appearances, our baptism seems to have been a waste of time. Jesus doesn't seem to love us or care how much we suffer. Job argued over and over and over again that the wicked often prosper while the righteous suffer. And here, Jesus guarantees it. You will be sorrowful. And we do not understand why. We do not know what he is talking about. As a pastor, probably one of the questions that I hear the most often as I go out and visit the people of God is, why am I suffering? Now, maybe we started out being patient. Maybe we started out waiting on the Lord. But as time goes on and the sufferings pile up, they get higher and higher. There is an added urgency to our cries. We don't understand what's going on. We do not know what Jesus is talking about. A little while seems interminable. We cannot see Jesus. We can only see our suffering. And we are bearing the brunt of Jesus' words. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. That is what it looks like in the midst of a little while. The church at large and Christians as individuals sorrowing and suffering, wondering just how long a little while will last, not seeing their Lord, only their sufferings. And all around them the world rejoices. The world that hates Jesus and his followers, celebrating victory after victory, Satan enjoying the torture of God's saints. The world doesn't see Jesus, and it is glad, because to all appearances, its greatest enemy has been defeated. The foe was triumphant when on Calvary, the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree. In Satan's domain did the host shout and jeer, for Jesus was slain, whom the evil ones fear. You see them gloat, mocking Christ and his church with seeming impunity. Nothing happens to them. And the frustration of Christians only increases the fun. Nothing happens as they run down Jesus, as they persecute his saints. Instead, they sit around in smug victory, rejoicing with every suffering Christian. But short was their triumph. The Savior arose. Their triumph was only a little while. The world killed the Lord of glory, their foe and their bitter enemy, but in a little while, their victory was turned into defeat. their rejoicing into mourning. The tomb was robbed. The grave left enemy empty. The enemy they had left behind them dead and defeated rose again to spoil their victory party. Jesus rose to turn this world upside down, to give mourning in the place of rejoicing, and rejoicing in the place of mourning. The world didn't see Jesus for a little while, and they thought that the victory had been won. But now they see Him again, a terror to His foes. John cries out in Revelation chapter 1, "Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him." In a little while, the world will see Jesus again, coming with the clouds of heaven. And He whom they mocked and killed, the head of His body, the church, which they harassed and persecuted these many centuries, He will return as the judge of the living and the dead. In just a little while, the world's smirk will be wiped off its face. In just a little while, the world's joy will be turned into sorrow. In just a little while, the sorrow of Christ's suffering people will be transformed into joy. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. The same vision that gives the world terror, that melts those who stand against Christ's church, will give you joy. Satan oppressed you. Sin overwhelmed you. Death threatened you and finally will take you. But your sorrow will be turned into joy. Their rejoicing, their victory will be turned into mourning, and joy will instead belong to you. On Easter morning, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb filled with sorrow. I think that's what we have here on our bulletin. Mary Magdalene stood outside the tomb, weeping the tears that had probably been coming ever since Jesus was arrested. But as she wept, the promise of Jesus in our text for today was fulfilled in her sight, and her sorrow was turned into joy. She becomes a picture of you and me on the last day. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. No one understood these words when Jesus first spoke them. But when Jesus looks Mary in the eye, risen and glorified, she finally understood. We do not understand why we must suffer so. We do not understand why a little while must last so long. But like Mary, we too will see Jesus face to face. And then we will know that we have only been waiting a little while. Jesus' promise is a little while. He guarantees that your suffering has a termination, an end, and that this world does not have the victory, but is foolishly rejoicing in defeat. That is the promise of the cross and the empty tomb. That is the pledge of your baptism and His body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Satan has been dealt with, sin paid for, death robbed. This world has no victory over you, but has already been defeated. Your sorrow will terminate, but your joy will never end. Jesus led the way, winning joy, eternal joy, through His sorrow and sufferings on your behalf. He too walked through the valley of the shadow of death into the joys of eternity. You see, without the sorrow of the cross, no joy is possible. Without the cross, without the death of Jesus, sorrow isn't going to last a little while, but for eternity. But Jesus has passed that way before us and in our place. And we know that all of the sufferings of this world will last only a little while. And a day is coming when sorrow, when suffering will be remembered no more. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. This joy drives away all sorrow permanently, because this joy lasts forever. In this world, you will have tribulation. But take heart! Christ has overcome the world. Your sufferings have an end in perfect joy. I don't think anyone ever put it better than St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Saying a little while doesn't remove the hurt. Saying a little while doesn't eliminate the pain. Saying a little while will not immediately bring back your parent or child. It will not restore your marriage. Saying a little while doesn't remove all the questions. We do not know what He is talking about. As a pastor, when people say, "Why am I suffering?" I desperately want to be like the apostles of old, to get rid of their suffering with a word, with an action of God. There are times that I wish I was a faith healer and could simply say, "Be healed!" And their suffering would be gone. But I am not an apostle, and neither are those faith healers. All they have to sell you is a false theology and empty promises. Instead, I, like all faithful preachers throughout the centuries, have a word to preach. We are to bring God's Word to the hospital bed and into the living room of those entrusted to our care. We are not given to fix suffering. We have been given to say, a little while. A little while means that suffering has an end. A little while means that relief is coming. A little while means that the cancer, the heart disease, the family conflict, the addiction, your sinful desires, even death itself, do not have the victory. But their days are numbered. And in the new heavens and the new earth, they will not even be remembered. The cross and the empty tomb guarantee it. As Jesus was raised, so you too will be raised. And you will see Him face to face in an eternity that will be characterized by joy. Sorrow has a termination, an expiration date. Joy will last forever. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and we sing the offertory, page 192.
Welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who suffered for us, so that in the midst of our suffering, we would not be alone. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a suffering servant, Savior Jesus, for us and for our forgiveness, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Church, please stand as you're able. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Doretta Kleinkoff, who is currently hospitalized. We pray for the people in Venezuela that they would be kept safe during the midst of rioting and political unrest, especially for the family of new member here at Good Shepherd, Ramon. And also, we pray for the family of Alana Sanderson, friend of Angie Poppy, who died tragically in an accident this past week. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Merciful Father, as we make our pilgrim way through this life and world, protect and preserve us from the passions of the flesh which wage war against and upon our souls. Turn our hearts daily in repentance and humility, and assure us of your gracious absolution in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, preserve your church in this little while as we await our Lord's return and glory. Bless all pastors and leaders in the church. Bless them and comfort them in their labors, reminding them of the joy set before them and strengthening them in their service. Bless all missionaries, especially Dr. Allman and Pastor Preuss. Be with all those seminary students who are anxiously awaiting their vicarage placement and first call. Continue to bless them richly and to make them a rich blessing to those they serve. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful and unchanging Father, protect and preserve our nation and those who lead us. Guide them in the legislation, execution, and judging of just laws in accord with your will and commandments, that your people may live in peace, that the weakest and most vulnerable among us, the elderly, the widowed, the orphaned, the poor, and the unborn, might be valued, honored, protected, and prosper. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon all the nations of the world, especially in those areas where there is war and political unrest. Be with the people of Venezuela. Send a special measure of your protecting angels to guide and protect Ramon's family. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, we are your children now, but what we will be has not yet appeared. Bless, keep, protect, and preserve all children as they grow in faith, in knowledge of you and your commandments, in the fruitfulness to the glory of your name. Provide, inspire, and equip all parents and guardians of your children to faithfully train them up in your word and in your commandments. Guide all educators within your church, her schools, and in all places where your children learn, that the precious treasure you have entrusted to their care and nurturing may grow to fruitful maturity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ever-present Father, we would lose hope and perish if it were not for your steadfast, merciful, and gracious presence in the gifts of word and sacrament. Provide through your pastors comfort. Comfort during this little while. Comfort that comes from your word and your holy and precious gifts. We raise up supplications for all those who are shut in, unable to attend divine services regularly, those who are lonely, those who are suffering, that they may be absolved of their sins, comforted with the gospel, fed, nourished, strengthened by your gifts, and so persevere in the faith and shine with your light. Bless all those that we lay before you this day who are sick, suffering, hospitalized, preparing to undergo or recovering from surgery, and those who are in any need. Heavenly Father, bless them with Your presence and Your healing touch. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Nurturing Father, we come to You faint, weary, and exhausted by the week's travails, by our own sins, and by those sins committed against us. We come to You at Your table, that in receiving our Savior's flesh and blood in faith, our strength may be renewed, that we may mount up with wings like eagles, that we may run and not be weary, and walk and not be faint. Feed us, forgive us, and send us full of life and love into this world for a little while. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy, through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise You on this day for the glorious resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By His dying, He has destroyed death. And by His rising again, He has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. this do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
great joy, your sins are forgiven.
Well, Lord Jesus.
Strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing now the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to You, Almighty God, that You have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore You that of Your mercy, You would strengthen us through the same in faith towards You and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Standing for our closing hymn, 488. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events are listed there. We also have some Easter season devotions in the back. Please check those out, and they tie in with our readings each day. Big thing coming up now. We've got the date scheduled for Vacation Bible School. There's some sign-up sheets in the back. We need teachers and helpers and snack people and craft people and all that kind of stuff. So if you have any questions about that, Kaylee Prentisil and Karen Radabaugh are in charge this year, so check with them. And we want this to be a wonderful experience. We will be emphasizing the 500th anniversary of the posting of the 95 Theses, and the Vacation Bible School has a Reformation theme, Here I Stand. And we pray that God would bless us as we teach the little children the good news about Jesus. Our school year is winding down. Our closing school chapel is on Wednesday, May 17th. At 10:30 in the morning, you're all invited. You know that our head teacher, Mrs. Ahrens, has been given a peaceful release. She and her family are moving to Missouri here in a few weeks. We're having a farewell for Linda on Sunday, May 21st. We've got a couple of different times that have been floating out there in the announcements. There'll be a potluck after the church service on the 21st. And the farewell will be basically from noon to 2. So that is the specific and the correct time. Along with that, last Sunday we had a special voters meeting. We issued a call. We received word late this week that the individual that we called to be our teacher has declined the call. wanted to give us an opportunity to keep the process moving, and so the congregation has called for another special voters meeting at that 9:10 time frame, approximately 9:10 a.m., and that'll be 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, May 21st as well. So we've given notice, and school board doesn't have a name to present at this point in time, but that gives them a couple of weeks to... Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very good. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. You're all invited to join us. We've got two opportunities for Bible study today. We'll continue our look at the formula of concord. We're on Article 5, Law and Gospel. Room 109, Pastor Morundi is doing a summary of Christian doctrine. What are we studying today, Pastor? Baptism. Are we for it or again it? Yeah, I thought so. All right, so Holy Baptism today, that's in room 109. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes or so. Get some coffee and goodies, get some goodies, kids, and then come back in and we'll have, you don't need any coffee at that age. I think that's all. Thank you again, Pastor Ussert. We're pretty sure that Vicar made it down to Chester, Hubble, and Hebron. Pray that he makes it back. And I'm sure that the people will be blessed with his preaching. Have a great day and week and Easter season in the Lord Jesus.